The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The pandemic was marked by changing attitudes to the traditional work environment, with employers encouraging a hybrid model and offering the choice to work from home. That message intensified as recruitment became an issue for some companies. But is that message now changing? I'm joined now by James Mulhall, Managing Director at Murphy Mulhall. They're a commercial property consultancy firm specialising in offices and the investment market in Dublin. James, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, we're hearing all these nice sounds, you know. You can work from home, you can have flexible working. That's what the bosses are saying. But do they mean it, do you think?
I think the starting point in this for both sides is the intentions are good, Pat. So I think both sides, both employers and employees, recognise that the pandemic has dramatically changed the working week. I think the frustrations that I'm hearing from CEOs are what they're not saying in public. But I think that's maybe to do with the fact that for so long in their lives, their traditional working week was Monday to Friday and everybody was in the office. Yep. So now that everybody's back and everybody can come back, I think they're feeling some frustrations that they can't get
people back in. But you've been talking to CEOs, and that's the point. And, you know, one of them says to you, did you hear what Elon Musk said? And what he said was basically, get into the office, do your work here, or think of looking for another job. You should be working somewhere else. And the guy's saying, I wish I could say that to my lot.
Yeah, and I think that's the frustration that people are feeling. And I think where that's coming from is that they believe that by having everybody in the office, it creates a more collaborative culture. It's easier, it's more efficient. People in roles that require assistance, whether it be at a junior level or whether it be at a senior level, can get that readily in their office place. And don't forget, I mean, offices have existed for over a century and they exist for a reason. So they exist because the thought process is bringing people together on a regular basis encourages collaboration, will improve productivity
but
and efficiency.
A century ago, there was no Zoom. There was no Microsoft Teams. So you basically had to come in. I mean, even a telephone might have been a windy-up job. So now technology has changed the capability to work remotely. So the question is, does it have any benefits to work remotely? Does working in the office have benefits that we can quantify?
I think both have benefits. And I think what's needed at this stage is a mature conversation. I mean, this is basically an experiment that's just begun. So we've had an enforced situation for 2 years with COVID. We're now coming back. I think the benefits of working from home are demonstrated. The data backs that up. But also the data backs up working in an office also produces efficiencies. So both sides have points that are absolutely valid. But I think there are blind spots on both sides that people aren't recognizing.
Now, Microsoft did a Work Trend Index survey. 50% of leaders say their company's plans to require full-time in-person work. So one in every two companies, this is obviously the United States, I presume, and
correct,
they're saying one in two companies are saying, we want you back.
They are. And you know, again, they believe, those companies, that being back in the office will be of benefit to them. And ultimately, in their business plans, they require people back in the office. And also, I think in that survey, Pat, you have a majority of leaders saying that relationship building is the greatest challenge in the remote hybrid mm-hmm. model. So that's management. The survey also then asked employees what they felt. And over 50% of Gen Z, so that's people under 25 for you and I, and millennials, are likely to change employer this year. Now, that's frustrating if you're an employer.
Yeah, sure. And also they're looking at what they're requiring of their new employer. So they may be demanding flexible working. They may be demanding, maybe totally remote working, having done it from home. So, and the current guy won't give it to them. So we look for something else.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's the talent war that's out there. I mean, there is a lack of good people is what I'm hearing. So people like CEOs have to tread very carefully on this point. So flexibility is the new currency in the working environment, and people of different vintages need different things. So if I'm an older person with a family, I perhaps need flexibility in the morning time and the afternoon. I don't have a problem coming in 5 days a week, but I need that flexibility. Whereas the younger generation, who probably have more of a social outlook, require more flexibility on Mondays and Fridays.
But they may think that they like this idea of rolling out of bed, switching on the laptop at, you know, they roll out of bed at 8:55, they log in at 9 o'clock, then they go and get coffee and a banana in the kitchen, and 11 o'clock they take a pause, watch a rerun of Love Island, you know. So they may think that's good for them, but it may not be in fact good for them, because they're losing a whole social dynamic which previous generations have enjoyed.
Yes, and I think, you know, their argument back to that, Pat, is if you look at the data, I'm doing my job, I'm getting my what you asked me to do done, so productivity levels are not down. And again, the data in other studies show that the productivity levels is not down. But that's how they want to work going forward.
At the same time, they may perceive they're doing the job well, because suppose you're doing a call centre work and you're required to take 100 calls a day, whatever it might be, 20 calls a day, depending on the complexity of the call. And you're doing 20 calls a day, but I call you and I'm looking for information and I want to talk to maybe to a supervisor. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm working from home. I can't help you there. I've had that experience twice.
And that's the frustration, I think, that CEOs and people in management positions are feeling, is that, you know, in that situation, you would get up from your desk in the office, go and talk to a supervisor and get back to the caller. Whereas the situation you're talking about is the fragmented workforce. And there's no doubt that when you fragment a workforce, there are going to be inefficiencies.
So therefore, how do you address that? Because you're not getting customer service if the customer is dissatisfied, and therefore your brand, your company suffers.
Yeah, but I think there are different industries where remote working and working from home has proven to work.
Sure.
So technology, for example, tech industries. I think if you're customer facing or in a sales role where you need to hustle maybe on a daily basis, I mean, that's quite difficult to do where the majority of your time is spent away from you know, colleagues or an environment where that's promoted or there are efficiencies around that.
But equally, if you're trying to do cold calling, for example, in an office surrounded by loads of people, you might actually be a better performer in your home environment.
You might be. And again, there are studies out there which show that one of the important things that people have recognized in working from home is there's no managerial distractions. So, you know, one of the studies has shown that on average, employees complain that there are 32 minutes of managerial distractions on a daily basis. So those efficiencies are achieved by not being in that environment.
Yeah. Now, the London Employment Survey demonstrated that 61% are working from home at least one day a week. 56% believe that management want more staff back in the workplace. 73% believe we're now returning back to the, maybe from their point of view, the bad old days of everyone being at work. 84% believe that working from home 1 to 2 days a week improves their quality of life. And overly negative view formed on how their managers feel about working from home, or there's an inconsistent approach to working from home by management. So they feel the managers are out to get them back into work.
Yeah, so this is a survey done by the King's College in London. It's 2,000 people who regularly travel into London and have London as their place of work. So yes, the survey has definitely shown that dynamic exists, where people believe employees believe that managers think that they're doing what you said they do in the morning time or whatever, not having that productive experience working from home. But I think the survey also found, Pat, and this is important, and this, you know, can be related to Dublin, is that the biggest issue that workers had and what they really hate was the return to commuting.
Yeah.
And that is definitely something that is easily fixed and should be part of the new working week. So,
yeah. Because even if you have people allowed to work from home, say, for 2 days a week, that's 2/5. If it's spread across Monday to Friday, it's 2/5 of the workforce who are not blocking up the traffic, filling the Lewis, the Dart, the bus every morning. And that might make the whole experience of commuting quicker and more comfortable.
I mean, to me, that's the easiest fix and biggest benefit out of all of this. I mean, there is no reason for people to be at their desks at 9 and leaving the office at 5:30. We have such a fluid way of working now with technology, etc., that that situation where you have a blended working day or a blended working week is a win-win for everybody.
On that note, James Mulhall, Managing Director at Murphy Mulhall Commercial Property Consultancy Firm, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m.